President Trump reinstated a policy that prohibits foreign aid from the United States from going to non-governmental organizations that discuss abortions with their clients. So, Adrian, what does this mean for AIDS relief abroad?
So a large funder of AIDS relief abroad is something called the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief that has been ongoing since 2003. And currently, this program provides antiretroviral therapy, which is drug treatment that allows people with HIV to stay alive. And it provides it to about 11.5 million people worldwide. So what this new gag rule institution will do is make it harder for these clinics to provide this very much needed care to HIV-infected individuals.
So what's at stake here?
So without this antiretroviral therapy, HIV progresses into AIDS and causes certain death. So if clinics that had been providing this much needed therapy are no longer able to because they provide other services and might speak to their clients about abortion, what this means is then those clinics would no longer be able to receive U.S. funding, would no longer be able to provide these drugs, and that would mean that potentially millions of people could die from AIDS.
And Adrian, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about the recent immigration and refugee executive order and also news on Trump's cabinet picks. Are you worried that the consequences and news about prohibiting foreign aid from going to these NGOs, that news about that might get lost because of this news about other things?
Absolutely. I think the immigration order is much more immediate. People are at the airport, right? What this other memorandum has done is very serious, but it has flown a bit under the radar because the 11 million people who are on U.S.-provided antiretroviral therapy, they're not at our airport, and they're not immediately visible to us. And so I think that because there's been so much talk about the other elements, that this has gotten a bit lost.
And why should people be more aware of it?
Well, one, it's just a potential for a humanitarian crisis, right? There's 11.5 million people, and I know I keep coming back to this number, but that's an enormous number of people who depend on these drugs in order to stay alive. And not only that, but these are prime age adults, and so their children are also affected. So there's a saying in Africa where places where there's such a high incidence rate, and it's either you're infected or you're affected with HIV/AIDS. And so what PEPFAR and the antiretrovirals has allowed is for people to stay alive and stay healthy, which has also helped their children. So I have research that's shown that not only do these drugs keep people alive, but it makes their children more likely to be in school and more likely to be progressing in school. So the extent to which we care about global poverty and reducing global poverty, this has very important implications.
So what about other broad welfare implications of this action?
So in addition to the directly affected by this, you can think about the importance of adult mortality for many children's outcomes. So the loss of a parent, and we know that children who are orphans have worse schooling and health outcomes. We know that children of infected adults who are not receiving treatment have worse schooling and health outcomes. So not only is this affecting the current adult generation, it has potential effects on later generations and could really hamper or even reverse recent economic growth and development gains in sub-Saharan Africa.